boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I look like a zombie. I feel like a zombie. I am a zombie today, and it's because I can't sleep. Well, no, I can sleep, but I cannot fall asleep lately. It is the process of me actually laying in bed and catching those Z's. I can't make it happen. The last like week or so, I would say, I lay there and I wait and I wait and I wait and my brain starts moving and I'm not asleep until like 1 a.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So if that's why I look like this, you know why. Because I'm a zombie. There's no way. So I'm like now opening the door, I guess. What do I do to make myself fall asleep? Because clearly I don't have it together.
I mean, you're asking the right person because I feel like I'm just as good as a boy sometimes. Because I know. Men, you fall like that.
How?
And lately, that's been me. And it's been lovely.
What are you doing or what are you thinking about?
Well, I feel like you're probably scrolling through TikTok probably right up until it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I don't usually allow myself to do that, or I turn my phone off about 20 to 30 minutes before if I can.
Okay, I do that. I'm like, it's 11:45. I need to put my phone down. And then I just lay there and my wheels start turning.
You know what I do? I will talk to neighbor man about my... I talk to him about my like life problems or just life in general and talk his ear off. And then usually I fall myself asleep because I'm just talking forever. That usually helps. I feel like that's one way you could do it.
He's already been asleep for like an hour at that point.
Yeah, just talk to him while he's... You just won't get anything back. Now, the other thing I think you could also do, which I know will work because it has helped me for many, many years. Read that dang book I told you to read for your New Year's resolution. Those things will pass you out. You're bored and you'll be tired.
And miserable and hate my life when I do it.
You were just talking about how you've been struggling a little bit with, you know, not sleeping. You could sleep through the night. Once you've gotten there, you're good. It's just the process of getting to the sleep.
Falling asleep is impossible.
That you're like, it's almost 1 a.m. and you still haven't fallen asleep yet.
Yeah, because I'm just doinking around in my own brain.
And I told you I'm like a man. I'm out, you know?
I'm so envious of that.
But here's my thing, is I will wake up quickly when my hot dogs, my feet get hot.
Oh,
and
ew.
I don't even want to talk about this, but my feet get hot.
Okay.
And as soon as my feet get hot, I'm up and I cannot fall back to bed and I have to keep my feet outside the blanket. I'm almost thinking it's like a condition of some sort. I don't know what it is, but I got hot dogs. And
I
it's
have
a
lot
problem.
Of questions.
What?
Are you sleeping with socks on?
No.
Okay, because that's wrong.
Because that would be even hotter.
Number two, I have the opposite issue, by the way. My feet are like ice cold.
I used to when I was younger.
What kind of... This is gross, but like what kind of hot feet are we talking about? Like they just feel hot to you or they're like clammy?
They feel like they're 100 degrees.
But like when you touch them with your hand, are they actually hot or you just...
They just feel normal. But they feel hot. So I have to keep them outside the blanket and then they have to have the fan hitting them. I have to have a fan for my feet.
You got a foot fan.
Yeah. It's not like a... Only fans for your feet.
Somebody would pay big money for that, though, probably.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't know what's going on with my For You page right now, but my TikTok is full of those mushy-gushy couples that are so cute you just want to barf. And there's a craft trend going around that I just have a feeling that you are going to eat up.
Yeah, I like me some crafts.
It's pretty
easy.
I'm not
good at it, but I like them.
Good news. This is pretty easy. A lot of people are doing it with their significant other. They are going to a craft store. They're picking out beads that match the color of their partner's eyes. So brown, green, bluish. Okay. Like there's a lot of like ceramic beads that match really well. And you both find your beads to match your eyes. And then you make a bracelet out of the beads with you and your partner's eye color on it. And then you can have matching bracelets.
So if I had green eyes, you had brown, I would make a green and brown yes. bracelet.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
It's cute. It's like, oh, that's so sweet.
Oh my God, they're around you at all times.
Yeah, but then my mind is like, oh my God, they're always watching me. And then what happens when you take the bracelet off? Does that mean you're mad at me? Does that mean I'm mad at you? That's my problem with these matchy-matchy things.
I think it's absolutely cute. And I was going to ask you, can we do it together? Can we have like those girls in the afternoon bracelet match our eyes? You don't want to do it. You take put me down gently. It's okay.
Maybe next year.
Hold on. Let me. Yeah.
Suddenly.
She hates craft.
Suddenly I hate craft.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Tell me, how did you embarrass yourself at a wedding? Because I need to know. Really, because I just need to know what not to do.
Well, yeah, you want to be on your best behavior.
Exactly.
And, weddings sometimes... you're on your worst behavior.
Everybody's embarrassed themselves somehow, some way. And I just want to hear about how you did that. Because neighbor man, he has a wedding reception for his family mm-hmm. this weekend. And he's like, we should go. Now, I'm all excited about it. Here's the thing, though. We're now meeting the other side of the family. I met his mom last weekend. Mm-hmm. We all know how bad that went. I embarrassed myself in front of her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this in front of his dad. I cannot embarrass myself in front of his dad and all of his cousins, aunts and uncles. The whole family's going to be there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. There's going to be a lot of eyes. I hate to make this worse for you, but there's going to be a lot of eyes on you.
I know.
You're the newbie to the group.
Nobody's really going to pay attention to the bride or because I know his cousins or whatever. No one's going to pay attention to her. It's all going to be about me because I'm the new person.
Oh, well,
okay, maybe not.
In the sense that, I don't know.
So I really can't embarrass myself. I don't know what could go wrong, but something could go wrong, and it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, I think number one, maybe like watch how much alcohol you have.
Dude, this thing goes till 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
See, this is why, first thing, yeah, watch how much you drink is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, oh, my God, 2 a.m.?
7 till 2 a.m.,
that is a crime.
Girl, I'm done by 9 p.m. Imagine me.
My God, you might embarrass yourself by napping at the reception.
I cannot screw up twice in 1 week. I screwed up meeting neighbor man's mom this weekend. I spilt tea all over my shirt and I looked like a dweeb when I met her.
Not ideal, yeah.
And now neighbor man wants to go to his one of his cousin's like wedding reception this weekend, which then now means I will be meeting his dad, all the cousins,
everybody,
aunt, uncle, you name it, they're gonna be there. And I'm just terrified that this is round two of embarrassing myself, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm asking you, how did you embarrass yourself at a wedding? Because I just want to know what not to do.
Mm-hmm. Becca, what happened to you?
We took the party bus, we were in the wedding party, and I, like the big woman that I am, jumped behind the bar and bar stop and made shots for the wedding party and then didn't have the cash to cover the tab.
So who yep. ended up covering? What ended up happening?
The best man ends up covering.
Oh!
I think the lesson there is not to like be a hot shot and be like, drinks on me.
Dude, I feel like I would be like that. You know what? Because I'm like, oh, I want to impress everybody. Uh-huh. Got to impress the dad. Got to impress the aunts and uncles. So shots on me. And then I'd forget.
We got $5 in the bank account.
A little overdraft moment. Not probably worth it. What I'll give you advice on, I guess, how I embarrassed myself at a wedding reception was because of what I was wearing.
I'm also very scared uh-huh. about this.
Know where it's all happening, what the weather's going to be like. Maybe find out what other people are wearing, because I made the mistake last summer, I think, at a July wedding. It was peak hotness of the summertime. Everything was outside, the wedding reception and like the after party. I sweat through my dress.
So did it look like you peed yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Is that because you're saying that, aren't you?
Pretty much. So maybe stick to dark colors, stick to fabrics.
I was going to wear a yellow dress.
As your friend?
No.
I'm going to tell you, don't do that to yourself.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
So I'm in my lawn care era.
Oh my, you are in the stupidest eras I've ever heard.
Dude, I'm not
kidding. Lawn care era, your crow era, your construction era of what our front lawn should look like. What now?
So, let's get to what's important. No, when I pulled up this morning, our front lawn was getting mowed, which it needed it.
Yeah, it did.
As somebody that is now into lawns, we needed it.
You mowed a lawn one time.
I mowed the Colonel's Stadium, and I'm letting it get to my head. Rightfully so. But now I'm like thinking, so we got those like lawn clippings, you know, after you mow the lawn, it looks kind of like hay.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Well, somebody who knows lawn care should know that there are some, I was going to call them vacuums, mowers that have, I'm acting like I'm better than you, have things behind them, like little bags that catch all of it so that it shouldn't have any of that. Turns out our crew must not have that at all.
Okay. So I'm like thinking what we can do with these lawn clippings, grass clippings. Is that what they're called?
Make a necklace out of it? What are you trying to do here?
I don't know. Like pile them up and jump into them like leaves.
No.
I don't know. Make a design out of them in the front lawn. I'm like, my wheels are turning over here because I'm really into having like really pristine lawn.
Or what
care.
You could do is rake it and put it in a bag.
Ooh, that sounds like something I don't want to do.
I thought you were the lawn care expert here.
I don't want to rake. I never said that I was into raking.
Only in lawns and grass and mowing.
And looking at them and judging them.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
When you got a problem, write it down and hit send to those girls at KZIA.com because this is the place to come to get some advice on whatever's bothering you lately. So here's the message we got most recently.
Dear Destiny, I noticed my boyfriend stopped sharing his location with me. It's not something I check often, only for safety reasons, so I'm not sure why he turned it off. I can't help but think of worst case scenarios. Could he be cheating on me? What do I do?
Probably. But what?
Probably cheating?
Oh, yeah, probably. I mean, why else? But I'm thinking, you hire me as a private investigator. Now, do I have a background? No, but I am going on Facebook stalking. And I've stalked a couple of exes sometimes. But I think I'd be good. You tell me where they work, where you live, and I'll stalk them, and I'll tell you where they're going. You don't need to have that little app to tell you where they're going. I'll just do it for you.
You'll be the physical location.
I'll be a private investigator with no legitimate things.
Are you charging money for this?
Nah, because this would be fun.
Oh, okay. Just for funsies. Got it. Okay, so we want to hear your advice now. If you notice your partner stopped sharing their location and you're not really sure why, what would you do next?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Who would have thought that sharing your location with your partner could also be the reason that the relationship maybe ends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I don't even want to think about it. And I feel really bad for this girl who emailed us at thosegirls@kzia.com because she noticed that kind of out of the blue, her boyfriend stopped sharing his location with her. And she's like, I don't really check it that often. We just kind of have it for like comfortable safety purposes. So she doesn't even know when he shut it off. She's thinking worst case scenario, like he's cheating,
yep,
or something is wrong. So she's asking, "Oh, you she's already decided guilty verdict over there. She's asking what she should do next.
Yeah, because if you're going to turn it off, what are you hiding?
Why? It seems a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, yeah, he is, and he's hiding something. So we got to find out what he's hiding. And I would love to just get my nose into anything. So I would like to be your private investigator. I don't have a background in that. I only have a background in radio, but I think I'd be great at it. So you could hire me. Free 99.
See, that's where that's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the Z1 to 2.9 Facebook page, Sarah said, shouldn't matter. You should be able to trust your partner.
It shouldn't matter.
You should be able to trust your partner and not think the worst.
Hold up. I trusted them. I trust them no matter what. But if you gave me your location and then randomly shut it off, trust is lost.
True enough.
That's why we hired me as a private investigator.
Oh my God. If you see her on TV with a commercial, don't be surprised with this.
Me?
Yes.
Call 1-800 private investigator Destiny.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You're being cringy, and you need to stop it.
Why? Because I had yogurt on my face 2 seconds ago?
Well, that's true. And yeah, it was cringy, but no, that's not what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're like, hey, we got to talk in 2 seconds, but you got yogurt on the side of your mouth. I don't know how long it's been there, but thanks.
That's all I was going to be able to look at, so had to let you know. No, apparently people on the dating apps are being cringy, and there are some certain phrases that are way overused that if you have it in your profile, you're probably going to be forever alone. I'm sorry. I'll be the one to say it. Knock it off. So I want to tell you what's on this
list. I'm down.
And I guess
I'll tell you whether or not I used it.
Oh, God. Okay. I have 5 phrases that the experts say you need to be avoiding on your dating apps or in your like profiles, I guess, because they are cliche and cringy. Number one, I love to laugh.
I mean, like I do, but I didn't use that.
I can understand why that's like, okay, duh, who doesn't like to laugh? Knock it off. Ugh.
I bet I like to have a good times on there too, isn't it?
No, but I would put that up there.
Yeah, I would too.
Gross. Number two is work hard, but play harder.
Ew.
We hate it.
I didn't do that one. Don't worry.
That one's like a red flag to me. I don't know why. It just seems unbelievable. Number three is interesting. I love traveling.
Wow, I'm shocked someone says that's cringy.
And cliche.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. When I saw it on dating apps, I didn't swipe right.
Because they were braggy?
No, because I was like, well, I can't date you because I can't afford that.
Okay, you know what? Fair. That's true. Number four is the phrase, partner in crime.
Like I'm looking for a partner in crime?
Probably.
Oh, well, that's sad. I like saying that. I always say you're my partner in crime. You don't like
that. Now you need to stop saying it because apparently it's cringy and I don't want to be cringy by association. And the last one is long walks on the beach.
Well, duh.
I feel like that was in your profile.
No, I said long walks to the refrigerator.
Oh, dear God. That's almost worse.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
God, I just love pets because I feel like whenever you're having a bad day or a sad day, they just know and they comfort you.
They do. That is the best part about owning them is that they make you feel better.
Mm-hmm. And I know you were a little grumpy Gus, so I was like, let me do Taylor's favorite thing and let's talk about pets. Whether that's a cat, dog, pet spider, pet squirrel.
A cat dog.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
A horse.
I'm down for that.
Shark. I don't know if anyone's
all
got
the
a
pets.
I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah, whatever.
Hamster.
You got.
Yeah, well, you've got something. Well, tonight's trivia question: 7% of people say they will do this for their pet this summer. What is it?
How fun! I need all the ideas.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
No, and I was just thinking that we don't do this enough. We do not do enough trivia questions that have to do with pets.
I love learning about our furry friends.
Mm-hmm.
I should be in trouble for some reason for not doing enough trivia questions.
You're not meeting
pets.
The quota.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that it's just that. I've got to do better. I am not meeting my best quality. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, you're doing it tonight, so that's
a
start.
You know what? Thank you. My weakness is I don't do enough pet trivia. That's my weakness.
This is
I got
the start
a lot of
new
strengths,
leaf.
Though.
Okay. All right. Get on with it.
Anyways, tonight's trivia question. 7% of people say they will do this for their pet this summer. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 64.57 said buy ice cream.
I did that last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You bought specifically for the pet?
Well, we walked to Dairy Queen. I got myself a cone. Neighborman got himself a cone. And the pup got a pup cup.
Oh, I love that.
So she got a whole big old cup of ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. That's
and then
hilarious.
I wonder, do they get brain freezes? Because she was going to town on that thing. And I was like, should you take a second?
Probably.
Because if I did that, I wouldn't be able to feel my noggin.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. That's my next research. Do dogs get brain freezes?
I'd like to know the answer.
2634 said take a with their pet walk.
Oh, I think it's take a walk with their pet.
I was very confused there. Take a with their pet walk.
Take a walk with their pet.
Got it.
I would love to do that, but I have cats and I don't trust them.
Dude, we got a cat too. I've always wanted to get one of those strollers.
I just saw one of those recently at like a TJ Maxx.
Yeah, they got them
situation.
At HomeGoods.
I literally looked at my boyfriend and I was like, please, please,
I want to be that neighbor. I want to be that neighbor everybody talks about and goes, oh my God, she's walking with the cat again in the stroller. She has no life.
Yeah.
You're correct. I don't.
I want to have the moment of somebody walking by being like, oh my gosh, how old's the baby? And I pull back the thing and I'm like, psych, it's my cat's. That's the kind of mom I am for the time being. Anyways.
No, you should just roll with it. Like, don't even pull it back. Be like, oh my God, you know, he's 2 years old or like a year old. And the birth was so hard on me and cries all the time. And then you pull it back. Look, at
I birthed this. I did. Sometimes I feel like I did.
You know, sometimes. Yeah.
1923 said, take them swimming.
Have you ever taken your pet swimming? I am not.
I tried to take my family dog to the pool when they do that at the end of the summer, you know, and he's a golden retriever. They should like water.
No,
he hated it. He was not into it.
The only time I'm taking them swimming is taking them to the bath to shower them. And it's like swimming because you get soaked at the end of it because they think they need to shake every 2 seconds. It's like, for the love of God, could you stop?
It's a splash pad at home. DIY.
Tonight's trivia question. 7% of people say they will do this for their pet this summer. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is
get a souvenir for them while on vacation.
I love this. I got a book of vacation. No, I never have before.
I have.
Really? What'd you buy?
Oh, well, you know the gas station Buc-ee's?
Yeah.
I wish we had one here. I had got the dogs because Buc-ee's is also like almost like a Walmart or Target, dude.
That's what I've heard.
They have so many things. They had bikinis and towels and you name it, Buc-ee's got it, okay?
I gotta get to one of these things.
You do. They also had dog toys.
Oh my gosh.
So I got him an armadillo, I think it. Armadillo, whatever.
An armadillo.
I got him that toy
from Buc-ee's.
It sounds so country. That's how you said it. This is the season where people are going to fall apart. Relationships are going to end. Why? Because of that dang thermostat. That's why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's that time of year where it's like, those rules that you have are going to be serious.
Mm-hmm. And we want to know, you know, what are your rules with the thermostat? Is there a certain temperature it has to be at? Does it only come on at certain times?
So one of our coworkers is actually calling us. The Queen, Kelly Lala. What's up, Queen?
Well, first of all, hello, fans. Secondly, I like the thermostat at 72, but there's other people in the office that are like wearing blankets and having heaters on their desk in the middle of summer, which is insane to me. But someone is adjusting the thermostat to 78, which is like a sauna. Are you kidding me?
Kelly, do you understand how cold it is in this building? I am the person with the heater and the blanket, and so is Taylor.
Yeah, but you guys, just put some meat on your bones. I'm telling you.
Kelly, I know when it's you in the conference room, because if you walk in and it feels like a meat locker, that means you had a meeting in there. I mean, things are hostile right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But this reminds me of my dad. His mom had very strict thermostat rules. And then my dad kind of like followed it. Because either you sometimes follow your parents' rules or you completely go the opposite way. My dad just chose to follow his mother's rules, which is that the thermostat for air conditioning did not come on until after Memorial Day weekend. Did not matter if it was 101 Ooh. Degrees the day, 2 days before Memorial Day. Does not matter. It ain't coming on. And then it gets shut off Labor Day weekend. Again, does not matter if, like, it's hot after that. Does not matter. And my dad, I remember, like, growing up, like, in the winter, the house would be 58. And in the summer, 80.
Oh, my God.
80, Taylor.
I'm going to guess this is a rule that you have not adopted in your life.
You got that right. This is the time of the year where everyone lays down some very, very strict rules in their house about the thermostat. And we want to know, what are those strict rules in your house? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
How about you, Chloe?
My rules are, I can't touch it, only my dad can.
That was my house growing up. I think I only ever saw my dad touching it just because that's how it was. Mm-hmm. I never touched it. But now that I have my own place, I don't really go off of like temperatures. I know a lot of people are like winter this, summer that. But I go off vibes, mostly bedtime vibes. So if I go to sleep and I can't comfortably have a blanket on me, it's too hot and I'm turning it down.
Oh.
That's really the only thing that gauges what my thermostat is.
I mean, that's pretty smart.
If I'm sweating, especially when I'm sleeping, we got to cool it down up in here.
I like that.
Luca, what about you?
Usually during the summer, we keep it around 73, I believe. And then winter, it's 71 most likely.
63.
60, okay, wait,
in the winter. 63 in the winter, sorry. 63 in the winter, 70 in the summer.
63 in the winter.
I could never. I mean, I did because my dad had it at 58, but now I could never.
50. I don't even know how you would survived.
Dude, I didn't. I would break the rules. What I did was when I would get home from school around 3:30. My dad wouldn't get home until 5. So what I would do is I would turn
the heat up till 80. Thinking he wasn't going to notice.
No, listen, I would turn it up till 80 to warm the house up. And then I would always make sure, okay, dad's coming home at 5. Turn it down back to 58. It just happens to be the house was a little bit warmer today, right? Taylor, I turned it up to 80. I fell asleep watching the Maury show. And I have never heard my dad say words like that before. And I got in so much trouble to the point he took the thermostat off the wall.
Oh, my God. No way.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.